Standard Oil Company of California welcomes you to the 19th program of the 22nd Annual Standard School Broadcast Course in Music Enjoyment, presented and transcribed especially for you, our listeners in the classrooms and homes throughout the Pacific West. Today, we begin a new period in the series A Music Map of America. The music you will hear will include Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, excerpts from Juba Dance by Death, Dark Dancers of the Mardi Gras by Cadman, The Dance in Plus Congo by Gilbert, Mardi Gras by Groffet, and now an excerpt from William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony. Excerpt from William Grant Still's Afro-American Symphony and other composed selections showing the modern musician's conception of jazz will be used today to help your old friend, Jack of All Tunes, and me, Matt the Mapmaker, tell you how we learned about the unique and fabulous city of New Orleans and the distinctively American music, jazz, that was born there. We are especially pleased to have as guest soloists today three outstanding jazz musicians, Louis Armstrong, trumpet, Jack T. Garden, trombone, and Earl Hines, piano. These artists were selected by George Frazier, well-known writer on jazz, as members of his all-time, all-star jazz band in an article in last month's issue of Pageant magazine. Frazier has selected Armstrong, T. Garden, and Hines as the greatest jazz players of all time on their respective instruments, and Armstrong as the leading jazz singer. But before we introduce them, I think I'd better tell you how we happened to meet these three wonderful musicians. You see, I had never been to New Orleans, and I knew if I intended to do any painting on the map of the cities of America, New Orleans should certainly be visited. Well, Jack and I bundled up our belongings and started down the old Mississippi. We planned to get to New Orleans just in time for the Mardi Gras. We finally turned into port and were welcomed by a loud brass band bravely playing Waiting for Robert E. Lee.
Oh, don't you hear that music and song? Go get your best pal, real gal, and go down to the levee. I said to the levee, where we'll join that shuffling throng. Oh, don't you see them shuffling along? It's simply great, mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Say, this is wonderful. A brass band to meet us, and playing one of my favorite tunes, too. You know, I almost feel like joining in on a chorus myself, Jack.
Well, then join, by all means. Join, Matt.
Oh, we will join that shuffling throng.
No, I think I better stick to painting.
Oh, come on, sing.
All right.
It's simply great, mate, waiting on the levee, waiting for the Robert E. Lee.
Hey, what's going on over there? Crowd seems to be getting larger.
I don't know. Let's go have a look. Must be a dance of some kind.
I can't see very well.
pardon me just a minute.
What's going on here? We can't see.
Oh, I'm sorry.
You gentlemen seem to be having trouble. Lose something?
Why, no. That is, we just wanted to see what's going on, that's all.
Oh, tourists. Well, come around here with me. You'll be able to see quite well from this side. Sugarfoot,
yes.
Solly Sam, come on, let these gentlemen through. They're tourists. That's it. Thank you. Now, gentlemen, watch, keep time, or dance as you wish.
I've never seen a dance like this before. The people are just keeping time while that one man in the center dances.
All the other dancers have dropped out except the solo dancer, who will continue to dance as long as he can stamp his feet and clap his hands. We call this a juba dance.
Oh, that was wonderful. Will they dance again?
Just as soon as the musicians get their breath. Will you stay and watch?
Well, thank you, but we are going to find Jackson Square and the Place Congo.
And Jack has some friends here that we're going to look up. Maybe you can help us find them.
Why, certainly. I know almost everyone. Who are your friends?
Why, Mr. Louis Armstrong, Mr. Jack Teagarden, and Mr. Hines, Earl Hines.
Of course. The great Louis and Big T and Father Hines. You'll find them in Basin Street. Well, come, let us be on our way. First, we shall go to the great French market. It is owned by the city and is famed for its wonderful foods. Strawberries, fish, oysters, shrimp, frog's legs, catfish, freshly baked loaves. Oh, by the way, allow me to introduce myself. I'm called Monsieur Bonjour. And you, gentlemen?
Why, I'm Jack of all tunes. I collect folk stories and folk music.
And I'm Matt, a mapmaker. I'm trying to learn all I can about our country so that I will be able to paint it on a map, a music map.
Well, you came to the right spot.
My goodness, this is a beautiful city.
Yes, and this is one of our loveliest streets. It is called Saint Charles Street. One of our greatest problems here in New Orleans has always been the drainage. Many of the streets were built with open canals running down the middle of the boulevard.
A terrible thing for disease. What happened? The street looks beautiful now.
Well, most of the canals were covered over and planted with palms, azaleas, oleanders, camellias. Oh, say, now we are in luck. Here comes a parade.
At this time of day?
Oh, we in New Orleans will parade at the slightest excuse. And now, in the spring, during carnival season, there is always a parade. The costumes and floats are spectacular in their beauty. And this is Rampart Street. Let's stand here and watch the people. These are the dark dancers of the Mardi Gras.
I'd like to visit some of the restaurants I've heard about and read about, Mr. Banjo.
I would, too. Maybe Antoine.
Certainly. People in New Orleans enjoy their cuisine and their entertainment. But there is a place and time for each. At Antoine's, you may enjoy four fish bisque, gumbo, jambalaya. But for music, you must go where it is served. I wish you could have seen the old French opera house. But it was destroyed by fire in 1919. And I do believe the heart of the French Quarter stopped beating then, too. But there are many other places to hear music. In the old French market, on every street corner, in Audubon Park, in Place Congo. But if you want to see the French market, we'd better hurry. Now, mind you, stay close by. The crowd is growing thicker. Everyone in the parade will be masked until sunset. And they are all in a frivolous mood, so stay close by.
She'd mind if I took her picture.
They're all going in.
They're just overbuying in strawberries. 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 Strawberries, mister?
No, thank you.
Most nice one in the whole of Louisiana. Strawberries, gentlemen?
No, not today.
No, we'll be back later.
Strawberries. Strawberries.
Is this the French marketplace?
Yes. Here in the olden days, the slaves would come with their masters to sell the produce grown in the rich Louisiana soil. Strawberries like those we saw just a minute ago. Sweet potatoes, corn, chickens, rest and live. Poultry have all kinds. Little piglets, everything. Charcoal, bright-colored cloth, jewelry, everything. And at noon, when the sun was scorching hot, the planters retired to rest and cool off.
And what happened to the slaves?
They were allowed to retire to the back of the marketplace. There they sang their old African chants, played their drums, and sang their songs. And Afro-American music actually had its beginnings in the spirituals, blues, work songs, and the dance in Place Congo.
Interesting, but we must get on our way. We still haven't heard any real New Orleans jazz, and I want my friend Matt to meet Louis and Big T.
And Father Hines, too.
Well, we are almost there. You just fall in behind this carnival parade, and you'll end up on Basin Street.
Aren't you coming with us?
Well, no. I want to see who the voodoo queen is.
Well, what if we lose our way in the French Quarter?
Just ask the directions. If they don't understand English, try French, Spanish, Italian, German, Portuguese. They are all spoken here in New Orleans. And don't miss the arrival of Zulu, king of the Africans. Well, goodbye, friends. Perhaps I'll see you next year.
Come on,
bye-bye.
This is Basin Street. There ought to be some jazz in this neighborhood. Oh, here's the little cafe we've been looking for.
Let's go in and see if we can find your friend. My, it's crowded in here. See your friends, Jack?
Yes, right over there. Come on, Matt. Let's go up near the platform and wait until they finish this number.
But what are they playing?
That's Lazy River. Listen, Armstrong is going to sing.
Oh, up the lazy river, where the old mill runs. Up the lazy river, with the noonday sun, laying in the shade of a kind old tree. Throw away your troubles. Dream a dream of me, dream a dream of me. Up the lazy river where the robin song, two bright lights, we stroll along. Blue skies up above, the one I love. Up the lazy river, how happy we will be. My word. Yeah. Up the lazy river. Oh, you river. You river. Oh, you dog river.
Look out for the hinds. They don't have that.
I want to make you acquainted with some friends of mine.
All right.
Here's the king of the cornet, believe me. Louis Satchmo Armstrong. Meet Map the Mapmaker. Will you, Louis? Better?
Well, I'm certainly glad to meet you, Mr. Armstrong. It's a pleasure.
It's a pleasure to be here, Betty.
And right here is Mr. Jackson Teagarden.
Mr. Teagarden. Very happy to know you, Mr. Teagarden.
Thank you.
Mr. Earl Father Hines.
Earl Father Hines. If I heard a lot about you, Earl.
Oh, that's good.
Yeah. I brought Map out here, all the way out here from California, just to hear you boys play. Now, how about showing them what I mean with, do you know what it means?
You want to do that?
Miss New Orleans.
Yeah, okay. Well, let's chirp it first, huh?
Do you know what it means to Miss New Orleans?
Of course I do.
And Miss Edith Nightingale.
I know you're not wrong. The feeling's getting stronger the longer we stay away.
Yes. To the moss-colored vines, the tall sugar pine.
All we've grown tall.
The mockingbird sings to sing.
And I'd like to see the lazy Mississippi a-hurrying into spring.
Oh, the Mardi Gras, the memories.
Now that's when things start jumping.
Of Creole tunes that fill the air.
I'm homesick, Gate.
I dream of old Deanders and June.
I dream about cornbread every night.
I'm wishing that I were there.
Do you know what it means? You know what I mean. To Miss New Orleans. About them red beans. When that's where you left your heart.
There's something more.
Something else?
I missed you when I cared for more than I miss New Orleans.
Blood for the test. Blood for the test.
This music certainly helps us construct our music map of America and also gives us some mighty fine listening.
Well, wait till you hear the blues.
I'd like to ask Louie to play Back of Town Blues for us.
Music is new to me, Jack, but I'm certainly enjoying it. What are they going to play next? Huh?
Well, this one's called Strutting with Some Barbecue. And if Louie remembers...
Well, he did write it. Are you getting it? You know he wrote it. Wait till you hear it.
Well, I'm all ears, Jack.
Thank you.
Say, I have a request. Do you think the fellas could play Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues? Huh?
Well, man, you're talking to the original Father Hines. The man here just asked me if you could play the Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues.
Little left hand there. That's all fine.
So we leave Matt and Jack, our guests, Louis Armstrong on the trumpet, Jack Teagarden trombone, and Earl Hines at the piano. We hope you've enjoyed today's program, which included the composed music of Waiting for the Robert E. Lee, Still's Afro-American Symphony, Juba Dance by Det, Dark Dancers of the Mardi Gras by Cadman, The Dance in Plus Congo by Gilbert, Mardi Gras by Groffé, and the jazz numbers Lazy River. Do you know what it means to miss New Orleans? Strutting with some barbecue, back-of-town blues, and an excerpt from Boogie Woogie on the St. Louis Blues. Standard School Broadcast is transcribed in San Francisco and presented by the Standard Oil Company of California. The orchestra is under the direction of Carmen Dragon. Clancy Hayes is your jack of all tunes, and Jack Cahill plays Matt, the mapmaker. This is John Grover speaking.